I carefully unwrapped and laid out a selection of half a dozen Victorian-era inkwells of glass, brass, and silver in a line, along with other writing tools of the 19th century. Sand shakers, blotters, pen rests, and nibs on the oval mahogany writing desk that was standing on the stage. Don Ansel took a step back, arms crossed, eyes peering through his glasses. He honed in on one particular elegant set and said, "I love this one." His stance then shifted, and his eyes went down to the other end of the desk on the far left, to a very different stately brass set, and he exclaimed, "But that one is the inkwell that Ebenezer Scrooge would love." There was no debate on what his character would prefer. I always enjoyed working as a property master when Don was on stage. He always knew what his characters would want and why they would want it. Being a property master who works first and foremost to build the environment for the actor or actress, rather than simply just trying to find something to fulfill the script's requirements, came from actors like Don, who delved so deeply into the theater craft. He taught me such a great deal of how to see through the character's eyes. Some of my earliest memories of Don were as a kid at the New Hanover County Courthouse during election night, when my brother and I would go down to the Board of Elections with my mom to wait for the results to come in. The media had tables that ran across the front of the courtroom behind the rail, where they would be broadcasting live to the community. This is in an era before the internet and the texting and tweeting of results. He always made my little brother and I feel so special, inviting us behind the rail to stand at the table with him as he broadcast the results on the radio, giving us jobs to help him sort through papers for his reports. Though I don't know how much help we actually were, he made us feel important. Sadly, this past week we lost this leader and champion for the arts community, media personality, and mentor, leaving behind his exceptional partner of 24 years, Michael, his wonderful family, and generations of members from our community who learned so much from him. As many in our community would attest, Don was an educator. He loved to introduce others to new experiences and expand their horizons, and he did so naturally, sharing his knowledge in such humble ways.